For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama met at the Pentagon Thursday with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. He told reporters afterward, ISIL is losing ground in Syria and Iraq.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
On another topic, the president told reporters Thursday that he is not confident that he can trust the Russians and their president, Vladimir Putin, to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. The president said Russia may not be able to help end the violence, quoting now, either because they don't want to or because they don't have sufficient influence over Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, end of quote. Mr. Obama also denied that sending $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release last January was a ransom payment. And during a visit to Argentina Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry defended that move.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
John Kerry. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, the International Olympic Committee decided Thursday to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in this summer's games. The decision came after a review of the athletes' doping records. Russia's original entry list included 389 names. An earlier ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport said the committee rules barring Russian athletes are unenforceable. This is VOA News.